You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time number three on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Our next guest and on the Newsmaker Hotline is the former governor of the state of Georgia. He is a veteran and the current Secretary of the Agriculture, Sonny Perdue. Mr. Secretary, welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. Good to be with you.
Again, going to be visiting the Eastern Shore a little bit later today. So more on that in just a second. But I did want to get your reaction to the story that all 50 states, residents in the country, are receiving these packages of seeds sent unsolicited from China. And again, I do want to point out a Chinese general once said the way to defeat America would not be through nuclear war, but through biological or ecological attacks. Are you concerned this is an act of ecological warfare, or is there something else with these mysterious seeds?
Well, guys, our early laboratory tests don't determine any pathogens, can't find any sort of nefarious type of issues. All rather strange, certainly. People all over the country are receiving these unrequested seeds, and the states have been very good. We're working in our animal plant health inspection service with all the state authorities, and I think we've got them from essentially all the states. So it's really strange. I know the theory is that this is some sort of brushing scheme, which is to help your reviews on Amazon or social media. But nonetheless, it's rather strange. Currently, the good news is right now, we don't find any kind of pathogens or any kind of ill will in the seeds themselves, but we still are encouraging people not to plant them, put them in a plastic bag, turn them into your state authorities of the state agricultural departments.
All right, I got a question for you. What kind of seeds are they?
Well, we don't really know. Some of them have been water lilies. Some think of cucurbits like squash and watermelons and zucchini, those kind of things. But I don't know that we fully identified all of them, and I don't know that they're consistent.
We're talking with the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, here this morning. There's a report out in the last several months that 26 million Americans are going hungry amid the pandemic. And I know today you're going to be in the Eastern Shore in Preston and Cordova to highlight a program called Farmers to Families Food Box. Can you tell us more about that, Mr. Secretary?
I'd love to. Obviously, it's been a great program that when the president heard and saw that we were plowing under produce, dumping milk, and potentially euthanizing animals for food, and he called me and said, do we have enough food? I said, yes, Mr. President. It's just misaligned with the president, with the restaurants stopping very quickly. Many of these agencies and producers and distributors were serving the food service industry, and we've had to realign that. So the good news is we've taken that produce that may have been gone unused, and I can tell you farmers obviously grow food for a business, but they also grow it because they enjoy watching people consume their product. But we've got it. This program is to working with the distributors who work with the producers, the farmers, and then with charitable organizations such as food banks and other nonprofits, faith, and community-based organizations for distribution. It's been widely acclaimed all over the country.
Mr. Secretary, the farmers who are providing the food, is this simply a straight write-off for them, or is there some kind of compensation they receive?
That's the good news. There is some kind of compensation. It's a $3 billion program. So the farmers are being compensated for their produce, the distributors for their logistics services, and then the charitable organizations are doing it because of their mission and reaching the last mile of people who need the food. It's really a win-win-win situation. It's been a delight and a real inspiration to go out to these places, as we will today, and watch the people as they receive these. These are first-quality food. This is not throwaway refuge food. This is first-quality food, just like you and I would love to take home to our families.
Mr. Secretary, yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was on Capitol Hill identifying China and the Chinese Communist Party specifically as the central threat to the United States. We know about the virus's origin, and keeping Secretary Pompeo's words in mind, how do you balance those concerns with trading and our food and commodities program? And China is a huge trade partner with the United States when it comes to food. So how do you balance those concerns?
Well, the good news is that's exactly what President Trump identified even before he came into office and reset this relationship. We'd been just at our eyes closed and our heads in the sand regarding China and their willingness and their desire to become the superpower of the world and dominate the world. President Trump has reset that. This Phase One agreement and the tariffs that are still in place on China reset that relationship significantly, while Secretary of State Pompeo called them out. You saw recently this last week the president closed their consulate in Houston over espionage that's been going on. There's just trillions of dollars that China has stolen from the United States. We are the innovators and the creators of science and technology. They are the copycats in that way. So that's unfortunate, but that's the president has led this administration to be on them. Ambassador Lighthizer is a tough negotiator. We've got enforcement provisions in there, so I don't think it's incongruent to trade with them while we still watch them and make sure they play fair.
Mr. Secretary, thank you for your time this morning. We do appreciate it.
Well, it's good to talk to you guys. I look forward to being on Eastern Shore today with you all.
All right. Enjoy. Thanks again. You know, that's later this afternoon in Preston and Cordova.